KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic, and it's 48 degrees. Our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy, with a high near 70, winds westerly shifting to the north at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with the City Hall in Atlantic say at Wednesday night's City Council meeting, a council member asked how citizens could report complaints. Since the city no longer had the old system for reporting online, City Clerk Barb Barrick said citizens can report issues through a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. This link can also be found on the city's website at or at AtlanticIowa.com. or the city's Facebook page. And just a reminder that junk vehicles and barking dogs cannot be reported on that complaint form. For those issues, they say you need to contact the Atlantic Police Station during their business hours and their non-emergency number at 243-3512. Cass County Health System was recently named one of the country's top 20 critical access hospitals as determined by the Chartis Center for Rural Health. This elite group of hospitals was selected from the Chartis Center for Rural Health's 2021 Top 100 Critical Access Hospital list, which was released earlier this year. The determining factors for the top hospitals are based on the results of the Hospital Strength Index and its eight performance measures: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, cost, charge, and financial efficiency. CCHS CEO Brett Altman says to be named in the top 20 out of the 1,350 critical access hospitals in America is an amazing accomplishment and reflects the talent and hard work of our staff. Altman says everyone on our team is contributing in every way they can to live our mission to provide a superior experience to our patients, families, and the communities that we are privileged to serve. Our vision, he says, is to be the best rural hospital in the country, and we are clearly headed in the right direction. Altman says this is one of the highest honors we could receive, and we hope the community feels as proud as we do. Now, the rankings were recently announced by the National Rural Health Association, or NRHA, and an awards ceremony will be held during that organization's Critical Access Hospital Conference this September in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, this past year presented many different challenges and obstacles that tested our strength and resiliency. The global pandemic forced us to cope with situations never before imagined, and many of us struggled with our mental health as a result. The good news is that there are tools and resources available that can support the well-being of individuals and communities. Registered nurse Carmen Rowland, Senior Life Solutions Program Director for the Cass County Health System, says the pandemic has not made dealing with stress and depression any easier. Rowland says if you found that it impacted your mental health, you're not alone.
We've been noticing a lot more people of all ages, not just our seniors, but of all ages that are struggling with isolation, and, you know, they've been losing their jobs, so there's financial stress and security issues as far as that goes, as well as just, you know, lack of purpose and that lack of connection with each other and community base. It's really made it very hard for people to be connected to each other and to actually be fulfilled with quality in their own lives.
That's why this Mental Health Month, Cass County Health System Senior Life Solutions team is highlighting what individuals can do throughout their daily lives to prioritize mental health, build resiliency, and continue to cope with the obstacles of COVID-19 by highlighting #tools, the number 2, and the word thrive. The website, www.mhanational.org, Rowland said, is a great tool to help you assess your mental health and plan a way to cope.
And kind of judge and seek whether or not that you're struggling with things. And it also gives very good tips and survival tools as far as your emotional well-being. They have all sorts of great information in there as far as your mental health, self-help tools that can address things as, you know, trauma and anger and just anything that you are struggling with emotionally.
May is Mental Health Month, was started 72 years ago by the national organization Mental Health America, or MHA. Carmen says Senior Life Solutions want to remind everyone that mental illness is real and recovery is possible.
Well, one nice thing about the Senior Life Solutions program is that anyone can refer to the program and someone can actually call and refer themselves. It doesn't have to be a doctor or anything like that. But not only for our program, for But for any mental health program, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call. Just call and reach out. That's all we're striving to get people to reach out for that help and not be afraid to do so.
By developing your own hashtag tools to thrive, it's possible, she said, to find balance between life's ups and downs and continue to cope with the challenges brought on by the pandemic. For more information, visit www.mhanational.org/May or call CCHS Senior Life Solutions at 712-250-8100. Finally in the news, authorities have arrested a 67-year-old registered sex offender from Nebraska in connection with the 1983 slaying of an Iranian exchange student. Bud Leroy Christensen was being held at the Douglas County Jail in Omaha, awaiting transfer to the Pott County Jail in Council Bluffs on a first-degree murder charge. He's a suspect in the death of Feroza Deganpour, whose body was found August 14, 1983, under a bridge north of Council Bluffs. Deganpour was a student at the University of Nebraska at Omaha at the time. An autopsy determined she bled to death from several stab wounds. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.